William Cahir from Cahir & Co Solicitors, who is with us for our legal advice lot. Good morning to you, William.
Morning, Anne.
And thanks very much for coming in. So, insolvencies in small businesses is the topic. I suppose, why did you feel that was topical for this morning?
I suppose in the last week, all of the larger accountancy firms in the country, they've all come out with their statistics for the first quarter of the year, and they all show that, I suppose, insolvencies in smaller companies is significantly up this year so far. They're saying it's up around 47%. So I suppose the topic sort of came to mind because, look, there is reliefs there and there is ways that companies that are struggling and good companies that are struggling can be rescued, and that they can get through their difficulties, especially if they've a good solid base and a good core to a company. Look, then there is opportunities to rescue them. And I suppose the idea being that, look, if there is business owners that are struggling or that they don't think that the business or the company will survive, go and get advice, go and talk to people, because there is new mechanisms there. I mean, since July 2021, like, there's a whole new process there to try and deal with creditors and to try and help rescue a company and keep a company alive. Because it's one thing we certainly learned in the last crash was that it's very difficult to start a new company, but it's much easier to try and keep an existing good viable company alive, you know, and with a little bit of help, you know, the jobs can be rescued, the company can be rescued. And I suppose, look, it's all about really positivity. Most business people are positive anyway, and I suppose, look, don't get stuck in that rut of it's doom and gloom. Do you know what, there is help out there, and there is a chance, and there is possibilities, you know, and options that are available to people.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, small and even some medium sized businesses are, you know, we've spoken to them before, struggling with, since, I suppose, the cost of living crisis, increased energy costs, you know, in terms of minimum wage increasing and so on.
Yeah, it's across the board. I suppose, look, food and beverage have been very good at talking about it, restaurants, yeah, and the bar trade, etc. But I think it's across the board with a lot of small businesses. And I suppose, look, when I say small business, I'm talking about businesses with turnovers up to 5 or 10 million, you know, but they can be struggling, and I suppose they mightn't have the right advice, or they mightn't be talking to the right people, or, you know, it's just go out and see what can be done, especially now that people are doing deals with regards to the warehouse debt. We're going to see an awful lot of in the papers over the next 10 or 15 days, where the revenue deadline is the 1st of May for business to do a deal with regards to the debt they might have warehoused through COVID. And I suppose that might be something else that people haven't been thinking about, and suddenly they're looking at that on top of all the other business bills. And it's to say, look, go get advice and see what can be done.
Okay, so let's get the ball rolling on that. What should a business owner do, William, if they are under financial pressure in their business?
Look for help. You know, go and talk to your accountant. You know, if your accountant doesn't have experience in it, talk to your solicitor, talk to people who've been involved in the insolvency or restructuring of businesses, and get attuned to, look, if it's a good business and if it's there and if there's a potential of making profit, well, then I'm always an optimist and I always believe that there is solutions.
Okay, so what options are open to them, and are there a myriad of options?
There is, but I suppose ultimately, like, you have examinership, and people would have heard about that along, you know, for years. But it's a very costly process, so it's not realistic for smaller businesses. But in July 21, I suppose, coming out of COVID, the government introduced what's called the SCARP process, which is a small company administrative process, which is really is where a company brings somebody in, they talk to all of their creditors, and they see what can be done.
Okay, what is examinership?
So examinership is where people apply to the court and have an examiner appointed over the company. So effectively, that person will run the company for 121 days. They'll see, is there a solution? They'll see, can they get fresh investment? So can they get more somebody to invest into the business? And then therefore, they'll try and do a deal with all of the creditors, who are the people that are owed money. They'll see, can they do a deal with all of those? And therefore, can the company be rescued and go on its merry way, hopefully into a profitable future? But it is expensive. Are going to court, you are hiring an awful lot of professionals. So it's not really suitable for the majority of businesses.
For businesses who think they might need to avail of the SCARP process, what is the criteria that they have to meet? What companies qualify?
So it's companies that have employees of 50 or less, that their turnover is less than 12 million, and that they don't own assets of more than 6 million. So in actual fact, it covers like 98% of the companies in the country. Like, it's a very, the parameters of it are very generous. And when people say it's suitable for small companies, well, you know, I mean, I suppose we're using that word, but in reality, it's small, medium, and what we would consider large enterprises.
As you said, like, turnover of 5 to 10 million.
Yeah, no, so it is. And employees of up up to 49 employees. So in reality, it'll cover most companies that may need it.
Okay. So can you take us through the SCAR process then?
Yeah. So the process is, it's designed to be simple. So effectively, they go out and they end up hiring what's called a process advisor. But in reality, up to now, it's really been accountants who come in. They look at the balance sheet of the company, they talk to the directors, and then they see what can be done. So there's a couple of statutory provisions that they need to follow, like writing to the creditors within a certain period, reminding creditors if they haven't heard from them within that period. Lo and behold, or ultimately, they're given about 70 days to work out a deal that would suit everybody. And I suppose a lot of people, and look, business people know the most, if somebody goes out of business, you don't collect anything. If you can keep your customer in business, you have a relationship into the future and you have a chance of recovering some of the monies that you're owed. So a process like this generally suits most people once it's a good, honest business that can be brought back to profitability.
Okay, what safeguards then are in place, William, for the people who are owed money, the creditors?
Yeah, and look, and this is important, because if processes are to work, everybody has to have buy into them. So there is notice periods that the creditors have to be given. There's majorities that have to be reached with regards to what's been proposed. It must be fair across the board, so you can't just favour one person over another. And then they do have the option of going to court to try and prevent this. So there's a lot of mechanisms built in to try and keep it honest. You know, it's meant to be honest and simple so that it minimises the cost and maximises the chance of keeping a business alive.
Okay, what kind of time frames are involved?
It's 70 days is the time frame for a SCARP. So it's actually fairly fast in that it's just 2 months. So it's really whoever they're getting in as a process advisor just hits the ground running, rolls up their sleeves and gets it done.
Okay, quick turnaround. From your point of view, does it all work? Is it the best possible way to help businesses, and can businesses be saved?
Yes, I suppose I've been involved in a number, not that many SCARPs, because they're only relatively new. I mean, I think there's only been 5 in the country so far this year, but they do work if you can get everybody focused. I mean, a lot of the time businesses are labouring under a lease that maybe they shouldn't have signed, or the rent on the particular lease is too high, or they need to move premises. It gives the ability of trying to impose terms on the lease. It gives the ability of a business trying to deal with the revenue. Like, the revenue will always look for the current taxes to be maintained, and then they will consider the arrears and how they arose, etc. So it's really, look, everybody would buy into the process once they can see that it's transparency, and once they can see that, look, this is a business that has a future. You know, something happens, it happens in all businesses, they hit a blip on the road, they're in trouble, can it be rescued? And like, one of the things is, most of them can, once they are a business that has a future. You know, obviously we all appreciate times change and some businesses become outdated and can't be rescued. But a lot of the time, if it's through no fault of the business owner, there is solutions there. And really the solution is getting everybody together, talking to everybody who has a vested interest. Because as I said, the people who are owed money from a business are the first people that want to keep that business alive, because they want to collect as much of their money as they can from the business.
And as you said, touched on earlier, William, if it is at all possible to keep it going, it is easier to do that than to start a business anew. So keep the show on the road, if at all possible.
Absolutely. Talk to any business owner who started a new business, and it's an uphill struggle for the first year or two. Whereas once the business is up and established, it's much easier to try and keep it on the rails as opposed to try and get it moving again.
Okay, William, thank you very much. Appreciate that. William Carher from Carher & Co. Solicitors with us there, speaking about insolvencies in small businesses. If you ever have any questions for William, for Sharon, or for Avil Colentine on our legal advice slot, do send them in to us, 086 1800 964.